It's here and now. The Middle East frequently makes headlines with stories of protest in Egypt, turmoil in the West Bank, chemical weapons in Syria. In other words, chaos, death, and destruction. But a new exhibit at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts offers a different view by looking at the region through women's eyes. The show, the first of its kind in the U.S., includes work from 12 female photographers from across the Arab world and Iran. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
How often does a news story about the Middle East begin like this, with a Muslim call to prayer hearkening a mysterious, exotic world? Or like this?
An old blanket to cover a corpse. There's no dignity in death in Syria.
With sounds from the battlefield hearkening a violent war zone. But for Kristen Gresh, curator at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, neither is entirely accurate. Gresh says the Middle East is a mosaic of cultures, full of provocative contemporary photography, and most of it coming from women.
Today in the media, you know, there's not a lot of talk about the thriving contemporary art scene that exists there.
Gresh says the exhibit, She Who Tells a Story, is a chance to put art before politics.
I hope that it will help people to understand the region in a better way, if not just to simply provide another perspective from what we are hearing, you know, on the radio in the morning and seeing on television.
Some of the women's photos do address violence and war, but many of the images confront Orientalism and deconstruct identities. In her photographs, artist Bushra Al-Mutawakkil from Yemen simultaneously defends and critiques the veil.
I have a series called Mother, Daughter, Doll, which is comprised of 9 images of myself and my daughter and her doll.
The photos look like studio portraits.
Coming from Yemen, you know, that's normally how I dress. The first photo, I usually wear a coat and a scarf.
Her clothes are colorful. Her daughter's hair is uncovered. They're smiling.
As you go through each photo, we get more and more and more covered until we're completely veiled.
The final photo is entirely black, empty.
There's an extreme type of Islam that you see more and more prevalent throughout Yemen. And you see it in many ways, and one of the ways that you see it is how women are covered. It didn't make sense to me, and I felt like it had nothing to do with Islam.
Al-Mutawakkil says the images are a critique of her own society. The gloves, the overcoats, the net veils, not a critique of the traditional headscarf.
There is always this fear of, if I spoke negatively about something about my culture in any way, that it would be used against me.
But Al-Mutawakkil insists she won't stop pushing boundaries within Yemen.
I think that's the only way you can, you know, if you want to fix something or change something, you got to at least talk about it or acknowledge that it even exists.
On the wall opposite the mother-daughter doll series, you'll find photos from Nusha Tavakulian from Iran. Her pictures also focus on deconstructing identities. Tavakulian normally takes photos of news events, but a couple of years ago, her press card was temporarily revoked by the government. So she says she had to figure out another way to indirectly tell the story.
In art photography, you can be vague. You don't need to have clarity, so you can show everything in different ways. And the thing is, that's why many young artists, they are very interested to do art. It's because they can talk about their subject, but don't get into trouble.
Tavakulian's focus is the plight of women singers in Iran. They're not allowed to perform solo in public. Her series called Listen includes 6 portraits of Iranian singers against a shiny, glittery backdrop. Each woman has her eyes closed, her mouth open, as if in the middle of a refrain. Tavakulian also created imaginary CD covers for them, because they've never had CDs, and a mute video installation, where you can watch the women sing, but you can't hear their voices. She says she wants to bring attention to issues, but not tell people what to think.
The thing is, I grew up in a country where it's based on ideology. So I never forced anybody. I just showed people, if they want, they can think. If not, they can just look at it and leave.
For Tavakolian, fine art photography was a way to survive when her press card was taken away. But for Rula Halawani from Jerusalem, it was a choice.
It was very hard for me to do photojournalism because I couldn't keep my feelings on the side and just take pictures of funerals, women grieving, and just act like I am not part of the story. You know, like end of the day, I'm part of the story and the story is part of me.
Halawani was a photographer for the Reuters News Service. One day, she saw a young Palestinian boy she knew shot because he was throwing rocks at Israeli soldiers.
So I felt like me and my cameras are not doing anything.
That was the day Halawani says she quit photojournalism. In 2002, when the Israelis invaded the West Bank, she took to the streets to photograph the tanks, the soldiers, the destruction. Those photos are hanging on the wall at the MFA, a sort of surrealist take on the news that she calls negative incursion.
Because I transferred the pictures into their negative original form, and at the same time, the whole situation was so negative to me. You know, like before the negative incursion, I was for peace. But when I experienced this situation, I felt so negative about peace.
Halawani says the images look timeless and dark. People can't tell if they're from 2002 or 1967.
The world is sick and tired of looking every day at somebody's dead in the newspaper. I wanted to find a way that people like will look at the situation in more depth.
The photos in this exhibit are diverse in theme and geography. They cover some 3,000 miles from Iran to Morocco. And together, they have a collective mission. At a recent symposium to celebrate the exhibition, Queen Noor of Jordan made the point that for so long, women of this region have had others tell their stories. Men, the West, the media. This exhibit offers Middle Eastern women a chance to tell their own stories by subtly critiquing all the other versions. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid in Boston.
The exhibit She Who Tells a Story runs through January at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. You can see some images from the Arab and Iranian photographers at our website, hereandnow.org. Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.